Well, we know White Scarlets.
Yeah, White Starlets and Instagram Nappy Afro, which Nappy is a great site.
Nappy Afro, yeah.
It's an you know a, Nappy Afro. If you get to a booty model before Russ Green,
then, oh, I don't even know how that's possible.
If he doesn't know,
that you get there before Russ Green.
Yeah, I've gotten a couple that he doesn't know about.
Hey, what up? It's Killer Mike checking in to NappyAfro.com. Make sure you keep it 100. One sound rap game, bang, bang, bang. One the jewels on food, and I'm gone. Yeah.
Nappy Afro, what's up with it, man? Comedian Roy Wood Jr., prank call, Sullivan's son, TDS, all that. Listen, send me a check. Yeah, you know, don't play this mess until I get a check from y'all. I need a check from y'all. Let's just go ahead and say, I figured $340 ought to cover everything I just said. I know y'all had Killer Mike call in and everything, A-Town in the house. So this Alabama representing one time, man. Big up, Nappy Afro.
NappyAfro.com.
You are now tuned in to the best podcast on Nappy Afro. This is the Frocast, episode 355. It's your boy King Germ, aka the host with the most, aka the people's champion, aka the most electrifying motherfucking podcast in the day, aka the next door neighbor of Danny Tanner, aka LeBron Flames, aka the king of the lames, aka the illegitimate son of Carl Weathers, aka Germ Cena, aka Pod Strickland, aka Fat Sajak, aka the Brooks Bandit, aka Mr. Sensible Shoes, aka Bill Goldberg in the bedroom, aka ASAP Stocky, aka the best there is, the best there was, the best there ever will be, aka the Pod Father, aka the Black Jesse Ventura, a.k.a. I am the Frocast, and my last a.k.a. Rowdy Potty Piper.
I guess.
In the building, I'm now joined by my lovely co-host, the elegant, the thrifty, the problematic, but well-spoken Queen Germ. Queen Germ, say what's up to the people.
What's up, people? It's your girl, Queen Germ, a.k.a. Miss Savannah, a.k.a. I'm educated yet ignorant, a.k.a. the Queen of QVC, a.k.a. Bipolar Mom, a.k.a. I Hear No One, a.k.a. a lot of crass with a dab of class, and the a.k.a. coming to your summer t-shirt all 2019 is none other than your grade is your motherfucking grade, and I'm in the building.
Queen Germ's in the building, everybody. So, like always, don't forget to like, comment, subscribe. Look for the Frocast on any podcast reader out there. We got a website you can go to, nappyafro.com, and listen to the Frocast. You can go to frocast.com and listen to the Frocast. You can go to iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, whatever podcast reader you look for your podcast. Spotify, look for the Frocast. We out here. Follow us, subscribe to us, heart us, whatever you got to do. Rate us, you know, tell us how you love us. Tell them how you love us, man. You know what I'm saying? And don't forget, excuse me, we do have the Patreon. We could join for as little as a dollar. We just had somebody just join. What's his name? Let me go to this email. I think it's him. I don't want to shout him out twice.
It's okay.
If I shout him out twice, yeah. You know, let me see. Patreon people. Oh, no, I already shouted him out, so never mind. But we do got the Patreon. But you can join for as little as a dollar. You get to see exclusive Nappy Afro content that you normally don't get to see. And so go join that. And then we also got the voicemail. When you call or leave us a voicemail at 347-201-2572. Leave us a voicemail. We'll play it on the show like you heard at the beginning of this show. Well, all the panders out the way. Queen Germ, how was your week?
Whew, since the last time we were on air, I had a little stumble.
Oh, a little stumble. What happened? I was
going to an office on campus, and I took the long way going in.
Okay.
You know, trying to be cute, whatever.
Yeah.
Coming out, I said, oh,
take the shortcut.
I think I'm going to take a shortcut back to my car, because it's no need for me to walk all the way around. Mm-hmm. I think I can make it.
Yeah.
So, mind you, this shortcut is for me to come down a hill, a grassy hill with little rocks and things.
Did you have on your sensible shoes?
I did have on my sensible shoes, okay. But these shoes didn't really have a good grip like a pair of tennis shoes would.
So they're not really sensible then?
Yeah, but no. So they were sensible for walking, just not sensible for trekking down a hill.
Mm-hmm.
So nonetheless, coming down this hill, I'm thinking to myself, like, okay, so you got to kind of sturdy yourself so that you know, you're not vulnerable. You're not just all wiggly or whatever. So I'm in the middle of the hill. So I'm like, okay, I got this. Get in the middle of the hill, and when I tell you, my envelope with my papers in it went one way, my cell phone went the other way, and I went down to the ground.
So you bust your ass.
At that point, yeah. But at that point, I jumped up real quick. Now, you ain't never seen a big nigga move this fast. I hit the ground, but I got back up. And I mean, it just took all the wind out of me. I was just like, oh my God. So if people weren't already seeing me, if now they were out there.
Now you brought attention to yourself.
They heard me. But it was just such a startling thing because it happened so fast. So it was like,
that's usually how it happens.
I'm six steps in. I'm sure I only had six more steps to go. And I had a slip and fall.
Were you trying to take it easy down the hill?
I was.
That's why you failed.
I was taking it
very easy. That's why you failed.
But, I mean, I wasn't, like, doing it like I'm sneaking up on somebody.
Yeah, you
I had a moderate pace.
Yeah, no, you got to, like, you got to let momentum. You got to just take that run down the hill.
All I know is I had grass and dirt lodged in my cell phone case. I had dirt under my fingernails. My papers were crumbled. Thank God I had an envelope with them because they would have really been, like, scattered all over the people's ground. So, I mean, after I get in my car, I gather myself. I'm pulling grass off my ass and everything else. I go on to work.
Hold on. You still had to go back to work?
Yeah, this happened early.
Oh, my day would have been over as soon as I would have failed.
This happened at like 9:30 in the morning.
And my day would have been over at 9:30. I'd have been like, fuck this shit. I'm going home.
Yeah, that's how I ended up finding the grass, because I went on to the job.
Oh, Lord.
And I had to go, you know, after I done did all that falling, I had to go to the bathroom. I go to the bathroom, check myself. I got grass stuck to the back of my dress.
Wow.
I was just in a bad spot.
You and bust your ass. That's all.
Add insult to injury. You know, more for those insult? Of us who play the lottery,
more
my
insult?
Birthday would come out straight that same evening that I failed. So something should have told me, a lot of somethings told me that I should play this number, and
but
I did
hear
not.
You hear no one.
I hear no one. So therefore,
the
voices
out on
in my head, I missed out on a whole lot of money.
Yes, sir.
I fell down and had nothing to show for it.
Maybe you bust your ass was
the moral of the story?
Telling you, like, hey, you might want to start listening to people. Or are you going to continue to bust your ass?
Yeah, I think I'll continue to do what I do.
Hey, well.
That's kind of what happened to me during that time.
And then I bet you was coming down the hill, like, straight. You wouldn't even, like, angling yourself.
I was. I was doing everything right. No,
obviously not. You bust your ass. Whatever. You were doing it right. You would have made it down the hill unscathed, and we wouldn't be having this conversation.
Whatever. Like I said, it is what it is.
Oh, man. Hey, I ain't going to front you. When she told me that story, I wish she would have saved it for Tuesday, because I laughed good that day when she told me.
And that's the sad part, because a nigga supposed to care about you. You ain't supposed to
Once
laugh
Once I found
on the
out
inside.
That you was okay and nothing was wrong, yes, I laughed. I was like, are you hurt?
You laughed in my face.
No, I said, are you hurt first? You said, no. Then I started laughing. Because I said, okay, my baby not hurt. I can laugh at this, and it's not no problem. Man. So, yeah, man. So,
how about you? How was your week?
My week was pretty crazy, you know what I'm saying? I had a niece graduate, so shout out to my niece Jasmine. She graduated from high school. Congrats. Time to move on, you know what I'm saying, to the next chapter of your life. Got another niece graduating next week, Ariana. Shout out to you too, graduating.
Woo-hoo.
You know what I'm saying? Moving on in life. So other than that, you know, I went back to this place called Savannah, Georgia, that somebody be shouting out on this podcast all the time.
The realest of the real, nigga.
Let me tell you how real it was down there. They got some really garbage weed down there in Savannah, because I couldn't find no good weed down there. They talking about it's a drought. I did a Soulja Boy face. Drought? Like, ain't no drought? Like, what are you talking about? Like, it's never dry. Yeah, so, yeah, that was kind of depressing, you know what I'm saying, that the green situation down there.
Yeah, due to the fact that I don't smoke, I didn't have a problem.
It's sad. Yeah. But other than that, man, hey, everything was good. I didn't get no cookout food on Memorial Day. You know what I'm saying? I ain't get no burgers or dogs or nothing like that. You know what I'm saying? So, You know, summer hasn't officially started for me. You know what I mean? So other than that,
sorry,
everything's great. This heat wave we done had in the South is fucking bananas. You know, I'm sitting down in this fucking garage recording this fucking podcast, you know, and it's at least 100 degrees in this motherfucker. So y'all might get some dope ass shit because niggas is hot. And you know when niggas be in the booth and it be hot and shit, niggas just give you them dope 16, them fire verses.
Is that right?
We might get y'all a fire podcast today, goddamn.
Let's hope so.
Yeah, man, but, you know, and it kind of like, you know, I found out a couple of people listen to the podcast. Kind of made me feel good, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, these people genuinely enjoy it. They laugh, and you know what I'm saying? So, hey, man, shout out to y'all, man. You know what I'm saying? To y'all that really...
Shout out.
You know what I'm saying? Amazing app. April, she listened to the podcast. My mama even said she tried to listen to an episode. It wasn't for her. Of course it's not. You don't want to hear a motherfucker say shit, goddamn... And this motherfucker, you don't want to hear that shit. So, yeah, it's not for you.
It's not for you, Mom.
It's not for you. You know what I'm saying?
Not, so. And definitely not for mine, because my mom had to come down here and put some oil on y'all.
Yeah, she oil on everything. She'd be online protesting, sending out stuff to all kinds of people. But, yeah. But enough of that. Y'all don't care about what our weeks was like. Let's get into this motherfucking outline. Monique, you remember her?
Yeah.
Yeah, Monique, man, she's a champion of black people. You know what I'm saying? And now she's trying to say that black women, we must allow our black kings to have side chicks. This is from Monique. Monique, our problematic auntie, is back at it again. Comments the legendary comedian made about monogamy during a stand-up routine made some in the audience feel some type of way. Okay, first off, she's doing a routine. Stand-up routine, she's a comedian. So why would you get uneasy about this? But... Let's keep going along. So vlogger Paris Milan recently went to one of Monique's shows and shared her thoughts in a YouTube video. Off the bat, the 25-year-old knew there was going to be a generational divide with Monique's brand of humor. Even so, she was still taken aback by the relationship advice the queen of comedy shared to the women in the audience. According to Milan, the comedian was very serious when she said that black women should allow their men to have side chicks because the concept of black men being monogamous was created out of white supremacy and is an unrealistic expectation. What? What is she saying there? We all know the motto. Black men don't cheat.
Like I said, well, you ain't got to call them cheating if you telling the man that they can do
it. But being monogamous was created out of white supremacy? What the
fuck? First and foremost, if she's saying all of that, it's no longer a joke. It's how you feel.
Yeah.
My thing is, for one, she sounds strange and crazy. But the thing is... Who in their right mind signs up to be in a relationship where you're not faithful? Hmm. So my thing is, for number one, she sounds real ridiculous.
Okay, like, can I finish reading before you go off the deep end? So then Milan also said she had a problem with Monique constantly using the word bitch to refer
to
black
read?
Women. Yes, my mind was going somewhere else. While calling black men kings that needed to be catered to, praised, and honored. You know what I'm saying now? I mean, I agree with half of that. Let's see. So, I take it now. You wouldn't be, monogamy to you is monogamy, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so you wouldn't be okay with, like, allowing side chicks to, because, you know, I don't understand. What's the reasoning? Why would you need side chicks?
First and foremost, there have been allegations that Monique's husband is gay. So, my thing is, your man don't want to be with you no damn way. So, you're going to have to let him have a side something because you ain't the main, you know what I'm saying? You ain't the main person that he really want to be with. He signed up with you because of the perks and benefits, I guess, of your some, you know, whatever career
she's the queen of
success
comedy.
That you currently have or whatever.
She got an Oscar. She's the most decorated comedian.
Whatever you want to call it. All I can say is she sounds stupid because as any type of self-respecting woman, for you to go out here and say anything to that extent, whether it's a joke or not, at that point, when you start to build a platform around a joke, it's no longer a joke.
Mm.
So if you saying that black women are bitches but black men are kings, then I'm not understanding how you, you know what I'm saying, how this go together. Like, you're contradicting yourself because if he's my king, I should be his queen.
Mm.
So there's no reason for me to have to be a bitch. And I should allow side chicks for what purpose? So my thing is that whole scenario she got is ridiculous.
But I just want to know what would be the point of having side chick. Like, why would you, you know?
Like I said, your man gay, so he got to have a side something. He got to continue.
They have
doing
an open
what he
relationship. So
they have an open relationship. There's no relationship.
Hmm.
That's what that means. Like, but people who say that they don't have a real relationship.
But this, like, this, now in 2019, you have married people that have these no boundary relationships where they are free to have sex with
women. That means they're not married.
They're married, they, you know, but they still can.
That doesn't make sense, because the thing about it is, you can say what y'all agree to, mm-hmm. but these other people don't have to agree to those terms, because your side pieces, you can lay down the rules all day long, but if you dicking somebody down, if you doing whatever with the person, they can catch feelings, they can disrespect your union, so therefore you're no longer married, because if you have the right to come and sleep with me every other Tuesday or however we coordinate this thing, when I want to see you and it ain't my day, whatever the case may be, you gonna have some problems. So therefore, you can justify and say, oh, we got this agreement. Okay, y'all have an agreement. Great. But if you ain't with somebody who respects y'all agreement, again, you're not really in a legitimate marriage.
Hmm. Yeah, it's a very touchy, like, I mean, area. Like, I didn't understand. Like, I would not want to be married and be like, yo, we still can do our own thing. You know, we still, like, I mean, but people's like, yo, the polyamorous lifestyle is people, we just, they say we're closed-minded, we're not open to it. And I mean, me personally, I'm just not, like I said, I'm not with it. You know, I'm not. I just can't do it. You know what I'm saying? It's not for me. But if it's
I mean, people can do whatever they
want. Yeah, if it works for you, that's fine. But, I mean, this is poisonous. Like,
I mean, my thing is, it's bigger than the whole relationship, because I don't care what she does. That's mm-hmm. her business.
Yeah.
But when you go out and you say stupid things and derogatory things, you're a black woman. You don't have a high self-esteem. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? If you can sit there and call black women bitches, that's a word that I don't really care for. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, it's just like, okay, you're a comedian. Have fun, laugh, or whatever, but don't get so deep in something to where it at least sounds as if this is how you truly feel.
Yes.
So I think that it's some self-hate in there somewhere because of the fact that if you can stand on a platform and you just basically degrading who you are because you're a black woman, what would then be the need for you to say, not only am I a bitch, because that's what you calling black women bitches, so that means you a bitch too. Mm. So you a bitch, your man a king, and you ain't allowing him to have other people that he playing with. Mm. That's a whole lot of stuff going on. That means that you don't value who you are. And you don't value what you bring to the table or know what you bring to the table. And that's why you have the issue that you have.
I mean, and being, like I said, with people having these boundless relationships, that's why I don't say anything. Like, when I see people doing their thing, because I don't know what kind of arrangement these people have. Like, that day I seen my buddy and his wife. Well, I seen his wife with some other nigga. And he at work busting his ass and she out. You know,
well, I'm sure that that's not a part of the plan.
And maybe, but it's not, like I said, I don't know that. They could have one of them, because like I said, the girl's like, yo, like the guy and the girl, they're married. She says, you know, she hates when people run up like, yo, I seen your husband out with some girl. And she's like, look, that's what we got going on. You might run out and see me with some dude one night. But me, you know, it's none of your business. And that's why I just stay out of people's business, because like I said, it's, people have weird relationships these days. Well, I call it weird. It might be normal to them. They might call my relationship weird. So it's just, you know, live and let live, I guess. I mean, I ain't with having no side pieces. Like, nah, you can't. That ain't happening. Nope. Sorry.
I mean, my thing is not even about that. It's about the fact that people are entitled to do what they want to do. It ain't for me to say that I need to go back and report to anybody what nobody doing. But it ain't because I feel like you justified in your actions. I just don't want to be a part of it, because I've done that before. Call myself looking out for people. People get mad. People don't want to be your friend no more, whatever the case may be. Mm. So it's one of those things. People don't want to ever hear it. Yeah. Even if you are supposed to be in a monogamous relationship, your person stepping out on you, you're embarrassed. You don't want to hear that come from nobody else.
Yeah.
So my thing is, I don't get involved because it ain't my place. Mm. But I just feel like if you sitting there and you got an audience and you want to tell people about a standard for a relationship or what have you, you degrading women and uplifting men, it is not.
Well, black men need to be uplifted. Who uplifts us? Nobody.
Okay, man. Well, who uplifting us?
Everybody uplift the black women. Black men.
Okay.
I mean, well,
black men get lifted up. Men. That's the reason why black men who are sorry, because their mama's done been loving on them. They been making them feel like the world owed them something.
We uplift
when
them.
Everybody deserves the work.
Black women,
honest work,
sometimes
honest
black women
pay,
like nobody got their back. We got y'all back.
But you don't act like it.
When
a nigga got to be tough all day, act
you don't
like
have
nothing.
To be.
I'm just saying, those are the things that people are forced to do. And when you're not giving somebody the emotional support, the spiritual support, you're not there in somebody's corner, then no, you feel like you own the battlefield by yourself. So people can't be mad.
But what I'm saying is, okay, if y'all feel that way and we feel that way, don't you think there's a something weird going there? Like, why do black women feel like they don't got support from the black man and black men feel like they don't got support from the black woman?
Because, I mean, it's something that has always been there. It's been built into the people. They want us to not have nothing on a common ground. They don't want us to agree on nothing. People, yeah. I mean, the way society is, black women could get farther if they leave y'all alone. That's just how the system is designed. So if a black man ain't giving me nothing to choose about, then you in a situation where we are competitors, not we are partners.
And that shit, that's where it's fucked up, because that's messed up that you feel like if you're not with a black man, you can get further in life. Like, that's fucked up. Like, that let me know you don't love your reflection. Like, you don't like
I'm just telling
to that person, if you don't feel like you can build with somebody that look like you, you don't like yourself. Like, I'm just going to be real. Like, love is blind. I get all that. But when you just start seeking out that like, what you don't want, like, you don't want to date what you look like. That's something wrong with you. Like, something wrong with you.
I mean, but at the same time, those people may feel like they're more than what they look like. Yeah. That just because my DNA said I'm black don't mean that these people, these characteristics are not my characteristics. Maybe physically, but who I am on the inside is not compatible with the people that I've been running into. I mean, and I'm not for the whole, you know, interracial thing. That ain't really my thing. But I mean, if you're going to let the people fuck a million people and got side pieces, I don't see what the purpose is in putting no lines or boundaries in anything else.
We're going to switch gears up, talk about some little things going online. The Good Wife rules started circulating again, made their rounds. And did you hear anything about it?
No.
You want to hear some of the Good Wife rules? It was a book that came out back in the day talking about the Good Wife Guide. You know what I'm saying? Basically, you know, telling women how to be homemakers and stuff like that. You know, it was probably written by some misogynistic man. And it was a book full of patriarchy, probably. You know, I did that just for the people that say, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And,
so,
but on the flip side, you're talking about how women and men can't agree, but men think that this is appropriate.
This is an old book, but it circled around. I guess people want to see how absurd it was. It made its round back in 2019. But here's some of the rules. First rule is have dinner ready. Plan ahead, even the night before, to have a delicious meal ready on time for his return. This is a way of letting him know that you have been thinking about him and are concerned about his needs. Most men are hungry when they get home, and the prospect of a good meal is part of the warm welcome needed. Ladies, how you feel about that?
I mean, shit, if I'm home all day, yes, I'll have you a meal ready. But if I work and you work, your hands work too, and therefore you can either bring something home for all of us to eat, you can help cook some shit. But me thinking that my day is all revolving around you, no, if I got a fucking job, that ain't a part of it.
Okay. All right, the next move, next rule, prepare yourself. Take 15 minutes to rest so you'll be refreshed when he arrives. Touch up your makeup, put a ribbon in your hair, and be fresh looking. He has just been with a lot of work-weary people. What do you think about that one?
That's dumb. That's dumb shit. If I done been at work all day, I mean, this must be for housewives. But even if it wasn't, I mean, even if, you know, you are a housewife, I don't see the need for you to do all that.
Okay, all right. Be a little gay and a little more interesting for him. Gay, see, back then, man, happy.
Yeah,
because I read that. I was like, whoa, like, wow, like, they really were stepping it up. His boring day may need a lift, and one of your duties is to provide it.
No, it's not.
Okay. Clear away the clutter. Make one last trip through the main part of the house just before your husband arrives. Yes. That, hey, ladies, listen, these are some good rules that y'all new chicks need to, you know, might want to take a couple of, you know, notes out of here. Gather up school books, toys, paper, etc., and run a dust cloth over the tables. You know what I'm saying? So he wants you to, you know, have the house looking good before he walked in.
Yeah.
Like you said, this got to be a woman to stay home on.
Yeah, it's got to be.
Over the cooler months of the year, you should prepare the light. You should prepare and light a fire for him to unwind by. Your husband will feel he has reached a haven of rest and order, and it will give you a lift too. After all, catering to his comfort will provide you with immense personal satisfaction.
It will not. Because why the hell is a woman, even if I'm home all day, am I going to cut the damn logs too and start this fire? What type of shit is that? You really think I'm going to drag some logs to a fire, light the fire, and be waiting for a nigga to get home?
Hey. Prepare the children. Take a few minutes to wash the children's hands and faces, comb their hair, and if necessary, change their clothes. They are little treasures, and he would like to see them playing the part. Minimize all noise. At the time of his arrival, eliminate all noise of the washer, dryer, or vacuum. Try to encourage the children to be quiet. Woo! Shit! Sound like that nigga ruled with an iron fist in that house, boy.
You sound like the nigga ain't shit.
Hey, boy, that's dad
niggas
right
ain't,
there.
Niggas ain't doing enough for all that.
Hey, next rule. Be happy to see him. Simple enough. Nothing else need to be said.
Sean, please.
Greet him with a warm smile and show sincerity in your desire to please him. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. That's how you treat him like a king. Listen to him. You may have a dozen important things to tell him, but the moment of his arrival is not the time. Let him talk first. Remember, his topics of conversation are more important than yours.
I'm glad you find this hilarious.
This shit funny as hell, man. Because think, this is how women used to conduct themselves, man. Like, what in the fuck, man? Hey, bro.
I mean, and they didn't. That's white women. That's what the fuck that is. They ain't no real people.
Look, make the evening his. Never complain if he comes home later or goes out to dinner or other place of entertainment without you. Instead, try to understand his world of strain and pressure and his very real need to be at home and relax. And women fail for this?
I mean, that's when you are talking about, again, somebody who does not know their worth. You wow. happy to be with somebody, so you willing to deal with all these men. That's another reason why I say niggas can't have no side piece, because the average nigga don't have enough money to take care of the main woman and any other side pieces. Mm. So you need to stick to the main people.
Okay. It says, your goal. Try to make sure your home is a place of peace, order, and tranquility where your husband can renew himself in body and spirit. I agree with that. Burn a little sage, you know what I'm saying?
Child, please, that's bullshit. If we come home from work together, nigga, you better be trying to feed me some nights. I can feed you some nights. We attending these kids together, all of that busting down the middle. Because if I ain't staying at home all day, I ain't relaxed. Mm. I'm fucking mad half the time. I'm irritated by the people at my job. So we come in, whoever start talking first can start talking.
Mm. And this is a big one, ladies. Pay attention. Pay attention. Don't greet him with complaints and problems. We don't want to hear that shit.
Shit, hey. I don't want to hear your shit.
Like, as soon as I come, I don't want to hear that shit. Don't come to me with that. Like, whoa. Calm down.
Like I see.
We got to work our way into the complaints and the beefs and stuff. Don't just start out with that. You know what I'm saying? Don't complain if he's late for dinner or even if he stays out all night. Count this as minor compared to what he might have gone through at work. Exactly. If I don't come home...
You don't have a motherfucking place to
if
stay.
If I don't come home, don't get upset.
Yeah, I won't.
Just understand, I might have had a hard day at work.
And you'll have a box of shit outside that door.
And that's the reason why I usually come home at 5:30, 5:45, 6 o'clock. I came home at like 6 in the morning. I just came home to shower to go right back to work.
Yeah.
You know, don't get upset.
And I won't. Because like I said, it's minor. Your stuff will be in a box.
It's minor.
Out that door. The locks would have
I
been
I might have had a hard day at work.
And you won't have to worry about coming this way
I just wanted to relax for like extra 10 hours.
Yeah. That's, like I said, you're going to be relaxing there for a long time.
Look. Make him comfortable. Have him lean back in a comfortable chair or lie him down in the bedroom. Have a cool or warm drink ready for him. That ain't too much to ask. You know what I'm saying?
Because what is the man giving me? Nothing.
You're getting that, you know, you're getting that nice lifestyle. Arrange his pillow and offer to take off his shoes. Speak in a low, soothing, and pleasant voice. You know what I'm saying?
So that's how you know that's white people, because most black women voice sound like mine. Ain't nobody whispering. Ain't nobody talking low.
Hey, don't ask him questions about his actions or question his judgment or integrity. Remember, he is the master of the house, and as such will also always, exercise his will with fairness and truthfulness. You have no right to question him. Listen, if the man said... He was down the street to Leroy House. Just leave it at that.
Them rules apply to people who don't have no options.
And then the last rule, a good wife always knows her place.
And I don't. If that's the case, that my place must be doing my thing like I have to.
Oh, boy. Oh, man. Then somebody tried to, 2019 make a good man guide. We ain't gonna read that shit because,
what the good man guy say? Give me the top three.
Her life is just as important as yours. Cleaning is your job too. She doesn't always want sex. Don't greet her with complaints and problems. Don't expect her to be responsible for dinner. Don't question her judgment. Be honest. The golden rule, do unto her as you would have her do unto you. Simply enough and always a good rule to keep in mind. See, yeah, them shits was whack. Them wasn't as good as it wasn't as good as the men would, though. Let's be honest.
I mean, the facts are the facts.
Yeah,
I mean, people have to realize, like, if you're supposedly building a team, your team, there's nobody should feel inadequate, should feel less than. So if I'm on this team and these are the things that I provide for you, what are you providing for me? Because me running around here taking care of kids and all of that, that I mean, because to a certain extent, men still feel that way. It might not be to the point of have my dinner ready when I come home and this is and this, but certain things moms always do a lot more with kids than dads do. And people get mad because, you know, y'all favorite holiday coming up, Father's Day in a couple of weeks, and a nigga to my left always like to get mad when the people say that they're a single parent and they got to be the mama and the daddy, so
we lose
all composure with that.
Because it doesn't make sense. Time, you can't be the mama and the daddy.
But the thing is, you can understand in theory why the people can say that.
No, it's not.
If the father is absent, you trying to do double duty.
You're not
it's
trying
not,
to, you can't.
It's not that you can be the father.
Yeah.
It's that the fact that you have had to do everything for both parents. Yeah. It's all the proof you're trying to say.
But yeah, still not daddy. But we're not.
You're not. But the fact
we got
the
we
facts
got a couple more
facts.
Shows before we can go
the
into
facts
that.
Facts are the facts.
Save some of that content. But yeah, man. So that was pretty fun. I liked it.
I
enjoyed
didn't.
It.
I did not at all.
Speaking of another thing, man. This Mississippi lawmaker, man. Speaking of married people, rather. This guy down in Mississippi. Let's get his name right. Let me just read the tagline for you. A Mississippi lawmaker allegedly punched his wife because she undressed too slowly for sex. Like, I mean, maybe his wife, you know what I'm saying? Well, let me read the story before I go in what I was going to say. Representative Douglas McLeod, who is now out of jail, is facing calls for his resignation over the domestic violence arrest. A Republican lawmaker in Mississippi was arrested Saturday after he allegedly punched his wife in the face for undressing too slowly for sex. So they arrived at the house. McLeod was carrying a glass of alcohol. He allegedly replied, "Are you kidding me?" when they told they were responding to a call about an assault. McLeod was so drunk he had slurred speech and walked slowly in a zigzag pattern and had to grab onto a railing for support, police observed. His wife had blood all over her face, neck, and arms and was shaking with fear. She told the police he just snapped, and this is what happens when he drinks too much. Another woman who had been in the house at the time of the assault told police McLeod had become angry because he wanted sex and his wife wasn't removing her clothing fast enough. After his wife ran into the second woman's room and locked the door, McLeod pounded on the door and said if they didn't open it, he was going to kill her fucking dog. His wife declined to be taken to the hospital in an ambulance but said her daughter would bring her to get checked out. So Buddy got arrested, domestic violence charge, $1,000 bond.
And then so, somebody need to whoop his ass. Like,
I mean, how fast? I mean, like, what's going on?
I mean, if I'm giving you the stuff, I'm like, not understanding. If you wanted her to pull her clothes off a little faster, you could have helped her.
Yeah, he should just ripped them off of her.
Yeah.
Like, instead of getting mad at her. You done bust her in the face, gave her a goddamn strawberry shortcake nose, and bow. You done popped the one. All you had to do is just rip her clothes.
I mean,
if you
he
wanted
looked
it
like
that
old
bad,
dirty cracker anyway.
If you wanted it, you should just rip the clothes off and then, you know,
like, come on, baby, get these clothes
off.
Yeah,
rip them off. And, like, I get you some more, girl. Like, you punching her, getting mad. Like, yo, that shit wild.
That's not acceptable.
Yeah, I ain't never got mad because you ain't undressed fast enough. Like,
I mean, she might have been trying to do a little striptease action for you.
Yeah, maybe he ain't want to see all that. He's like, hey, baby, you 58 now. Whoa. I won't see that no more.
He need to. Dude, his stuff probably ain't looking so good either. Mm-hmm. The way he looking. He ain't look
like
nothing.
I mean, hey, like Doc and them said, he might have been in like hour 3 or 4 on that damn Viagra pill. He was just like, hey, this shit about to run out now. I need to give me one.
Who was you fucking before you came in here?
Like, he took the pill, you know, in anticipation. Like, he was going to make it a good night. You know, that's, see, fellas, man, married trip number one, man. Sometimes you got to pop that Viagra pill. Don't tell them you did it, man. You know, just pop one.
Whatever.
Bust they back out and they be like, dang, what was this for? You know what I'm saying? You just be like, you know, just to let you know a nigga still got it, man. You know what I'm saying?
Child, please.
Yeah.
I mean, and ain't nobody need nobody just bamming their stuff up. Hey. Finesse it a little bit. Hey, you know, all that rough wilding.
Hey, don't y'all like that one, nigga?
Not all the time. Every now and then, maybe.
Nigga pull your hair, goddamn, mm-hmm. You gotta do all that. Forcefully hold you down, and you don't like all that.
No, that's nigga a little put too aggressive. Too aggressive. Nelson. Nigga too aggressive.
Yeah, you in a sleeper hold. Like, that's the new thing. Girls be getting put in sleep and they pass out while they getting having sex. They say that's not acceptable. They say that's a magical nut. Like when you.
Oh, it's magical, all right. Because that might be your last one.
They say
one.
It's like a euphoric. Like you pass out and you just like, oh shoot.
Okay, well, don't worry about it. Don't put that on our list.
I'm just saying.
Asphyxiation.
I
don't need that.
They got it. Like, you know, that's like the little dudes like to get smothered by the big girls. Like, you know, it's all the same.
Yeah.
Like that one dude let that girl jump on his chest, though. I wonder if he's still alive.
He probably
I heard his chest break. And then you heard it. You heard everything crack. But, yeah. But, yeah, man. Dude, Mississippi, you wildin', bro. Like,
he passed by wildin', and he needs to be locked the fuck up. Because ain't nobody got no business man. Putting their hand. I'm like, $1,000? That's nothing.
Chicks get beat up every day, B.
For real?
I'm just saying, that's what happened, though. Like, he ain't, like, you know, like, he was wrong as fuck. Dirtbag of the year, but, I mean, you know, he probably did no worse than, you know, somebody else out there.
That's not
abuse is not cool. Let's just go ahead and say that. Yeah, we're not comparing abuses. Let me stop that.
Yeah,
let's go to the next topic. Yeah, man, because that was real problematic. Wow. We was about to get canceled. The cancel culture was going to come after us. Hey, man. A lot of these people been talking about reparations and shit like that. These presidential candidates talking about reparations. And I just don't see them giving us reparations. But in the event that we did get reparations, what would be something, like, what would be your ideal reparation?
Something that would be meaningful for me is that somebody come and mash a button and delete my student loans. I don't need nothing else from the government at that point. If you can do that for me, take my balance to zero, then I'm fine with it. I'm perfectly fine with it. I don't need no other kind of reparations. Because student loan debt, it'll bust you down and have your credit score looking strange for a while. So I need a new lease on life, release me from these student loan debts, and then, I mean, I can do the rest on my own. I mean, for some regular people who don't have that as a problem, I mean, or, you know, you were fortunate enough that you didn't have student loans like that or whatever. I mean, I don't know what they want.
I just take what you promised me. 40 acres and a mule. Give me my 40 acres and a mule.
I mean, that's what you want. I mean, give me the 40 acres. Leave that mule. Where's that?
I mean, I take the money value of the mule. I ain't got to have a real mule. Like,
oh, okay, because I don't want no mule. That sounds like a responsibility.
Yeah, that's a big responsibility. But give me my 40 acres and, you know, leave me the fuck alone. And, you know, that's what you said. Now you're going to go back on your word.
I mean, they ain't never going to give nobody nothing because there's too many niggas out here.
Yeah.
Then they be trying to put a clause on it. The niggas in jail got to get their cut.
Everybody be claiming black. Everybody be claiming black men.
Yeah, it'll be popular. That's what they do.
The Jamaican people, like, mm-hmm. Listen.
Y'all swinging y'all flags all the time.
Yeah.
Keep swinging that flag then.
You're not black. That's the thing.
We ain't got a flag.
That's the thing y'all got to understand, bro. Like, all y'all black, y'all look like us, but y'all not like us. You know what I'm saying? You gotta be, like, your parents can't came to this country and had you, and you black. Yeah, you black, but you not black. You lowercase b black. We uppercase b black. You know what I'm saying? We are, like, come on, man, so no.
And people can get mad all day long, but y'all quick to tell somebody, oh, I'm not from here, I'm from Haiti, I'm from blah, blah, blah. Okay, like I said, I'm black. My people by way of Hilton Head, South Carolina. So we ain't got nothing else to claim.
It sucks. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what we're talking about. We ain't talking about, you know, hey,
Y'all want to be, I'm Creole. Y'all think y'all better than the next nigga. Okay, stay all of that. Do all of that.
Yeah, but, when it comes down, like, but it's going to be a lot of people, like, they're going to be like, well, what qualifies as black? Like, mixed kids, do they get their check?
They get half.
You get half payment.
So you get 20 acres.
We go back and check your Instagram. Oh, you said you was quarter this. Oh, okay, well, you getting a quarter of the money then.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We checked
it. Down to 10 acres.
Yes, sir. So, you know.
Just that quick.
Because, I mean, they did it for the American Indians. I mean, the Native Americans.
Yeah.
They gave them money. You know what I'm saying? Why they can't get the black
people?
Because
they don't want us to have shit.
They just know we will get right back to them, though.
I mean, they should know.
They should know. Like, they know how we get down when we get money.
Exactly. We boost our economy.
We get down. So, if you want the economy boosted, give black people reparations, dog.
Yeah, give them a check. Shit, they don't need but a good $10,000. Niggas will go ham out there.
Hey, everybody be happy. Like, y'all really think it's going to be way more expensive than what y'all... Y'all give every black person $10,000 to $20,000. Hey, It ain't nothing but like, what, 13 million of us.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's the defense budget right there. You know what I'm saying? Just like, hey, 1 year, you know, our military strong as fuck.
You gotta give them but one time.
Ain't nobody gonna fuck with us in a year. You know what I'm saying? Until the next budget come out, we can do it. You know, y'all can pay us.
Lord have mercy.
All these candidates talk about reparations.
Yeah, that make me come out of hiding. I'm gonna have another baby. That's just the game. All of us get something? Oh, yeah. Mm. I might have to get me a couple more churn in me.
I'd be mad. I'd be like, damn. I don't need, ain't no back pay. Like, you can't, hey, if a person died after the raid, it just, it is what it is.
I need to collect some of my people checks.
Yes, sir. But yeah, man, I don't know, man. I think they're using us to try to get us to vote for them. Because, yeah. You know, all the.
They just want niggas, because they know niggas like stuff like that.
Yeah, that's the good talking point. We talk about it on our podcast. We hardly ever talk about politics. But the goddamn reparations, you might get me to fucking listen to your ass. You know, that's why I think I'm, you know, me and the Green Party, you know. Cause they have.
That's a waste of a fucking vote.
It's not a waste of a vote.
It is, because ain't enough people voting that shit.
Y'all need to get on board.
No, we don't.
These people really have your fucking. You and mine. So if I read the Green Party stuff to you, didn't I already do that?
You probably did. I mean, my thing is, it don't matter. Ain't none of them people care about us, to be real.
The Green Party cares.
Okay, the Green Party cares, but they ain't got enough people to make no difference.
Cause y'all brainwashed to being Democrats and Republicans, and that's the only two choices you have. Mm-hmm. You have more choices than that, people. We have a democracy. You
can
choose. Yes, you don't have to choose. Oh, these are two. No, man, get somebody else a damn chance.
Okay, so
yeah, so
moving right along. No politics.
This is like a relationship type politic. Do you like your SO's friends, or do you have to like your SO's friends, or do you have to at least appear to like them? Correct.
I mean, it would be the adult thing to do is if you have a significant other, mm-hmm. that you would be cordial with the people that they are cool with. Mm-hmm. I mean, shit, it ain't like everybody gotta like everybody.
Do you dislike any of my friends?
Not really. Mm-hmm. I mean, for the most part, everybody seem to be cool. I don't have no problem with nobody. I mean.
Okay. That's good to know.
Yeah.
Because all my friends seem, they like you. They think you cool and shit.
I'm just saying, like, you know, as an adult, you don't have to like everybody, mm-hmm. but you should be cordial. You should speak.
What if you ain't gotta like
you ain't gotta not like. I mean, for one, have a good reason for not liking somebody. If you're gonna be a grown person, not liking somebody, grown people shouldn't have to really like anybody. Like, you should be indifferent. If nothing else, mm-hmm. you shouldn't have no animosity towards another nigga. Like, what's the purpose?
What if you just get a bad vibe from this person?
You can get a bad vibe. There's other people in the world that you should get a bad vibe from, but you cool with them. So, I don't understand.
I mean, just like, they vibe just, something just...
It ain't nothing wrong with a person. You mad, you want to associate something with an individual.
No. It's just like...
it to the person that it is.
But it's just like how they roll. You just don't like how they roll, so it's just like...
It don't matter. You got friends that ain't quite right, and you know it, and you uphold them in all their wrongs.
But if they're good on the inside, no matter...
And you don't know that, because you haven't given this person the opportunity to show themselves. One incident...
Not one. It might be several.
Okay. Even if it is,
so if
you have people who have the same track record, but because they're your friend, it's okay.
No, I mean, what you mean is okay. I usually don't roll with people that's like that. You know what I'm saying? You know, but,
and they are.
But the ones that are, like, that's, you know, I don't deal with them like that. Like, my inner circle, we all stand up guys.
So you see.
So I'm telling you.
I mean, it's fine. Like you I said, it saying? Is what it is. All I can tell you is, you know, like I know, that ain't what it is.
Hey,
you
I'm
making
just,
something be something.
I'm not making, I'm just saying. Not. It's just been a couple instances.
I mean, you forgiving people who've done you wrong because they supposedly your friends.
What you mean?
So, I mean, you done been mad with a whole lot of people that you done, y'all done kumbaya and shook hands, hugged, and y'all done forgave each other. So, how you gonna tell me that you got something against somebody who don't even know you like that? Who don't even, I mean, fool with you?
But I mean, I just know what I know about them, and it's just like I just get a bad vibe from them. So that's just my.
But you answer the question. You say, do you have to go? Clearly, you don't have to like them because you don't like them.
I mean, because you know, it's just I don't know. It's a weird situation.
I mean, you trying to talk about something that you ain't really trying to address for real, though.
Well, I mean, I don't want to address it because
you got me going in circles.
I'm not gonna go. I'm asking a question. Do you have to like your SO's friend?
Nobody has to like anybody. That's just. Okay. I mean, that's just what it is. But. If you gonna come and directly say that you don't like somebody, you should have a legitimate reason for not liking them. Not just, like, we're not in high school anymore.
Yeah.
You can't just say you don't like somebody.
I said I get a bad vibe from them.
Okay.
And that's just what I get. You know what I'm saying? I have a pretty good indicator of people.
And clearly you don't.
I do. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, you got a couple of scumbags on your team.
I never denied that.
Okay, then. So therefore, you're not a good judge of character. Because if you can roll with some scumbags, you can roll with this particular person. Or at least have no feelings towards the person at all.
Now, level of scumbag is like, you got to understand. Like,
it's not.
It ain't nowhere nobody mess with nothing, you know, do nothing immoral or nothing like that. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
No.
Okay.
No.
I mean, if you want to stick with that, you don't want to call nobody out. I ain't screaming nobody names, but you know.
Speaking roundabout way, who you talking about? That's what I want to know.
I mean, multiple people.
Multiple.
Who are questionable.
Multiple.
I mean, the most recent, you tried to go to their defense about, oh, what you hearing in the streets is this, that, and the third. That's grimy.
No, it's not grimy.
Yes, it is.
Question nation. All right, listen. You are with your spouse. Your spouse passed away. Who says how long it has to be before you move on? That's all I'm saying. That's not grimy.
No, but my thing is this. If you know anybody, you know that you as an individual, you can look into all of these different therapeutic guides.
Mm-hmm.
When you're grieving of the loss of a close loved one, it's no way in the world you can tell me you are even emotionally fit to be in another relationship in any short period of time.
What if
3 months is not long enough?
What if this relationship is part of the grief process? Like maybe never thought about that?
The part of the grief process, that to that intensity, that means that relationship already occurred before the grieving started.
It could be like, I'm just
before the grieving started.
What if I'm used to being with a woman and now my wife gone, so
it is what it is. It ain't my problem. But all I can tell you is you around here defending somebody. You don't know all the facts.
Hey, neither do y'all.
So. Apparently the people who pushing out the information know a whole lot more than we do.
Neither do y'all.
I mean, it don't make me no never mind.
I went to the source. Y'all hearing hearsay. So,
no, I'm not.
No.
Okay. I'm not hearing hearsay.
You are hearing hearsay. Did you hear from the source?
The source is the person who saw the interaction between the couple. So they know how deep and how committed y'all are to each other. If the person is under the impression that y'all are in a real relationship, that ain't a part of no grieving process. So when did you meet them? The day after? Did you meet them at the hospital when the people pronounced the people dead? No. If you telling me that these are the facts, all I can tell you is this. If I ain't worth a good 6 months, a year of your time after I die, we don't need to be together.
What?
I can tell you that shit now. You can get your shit and motherfucking go.
You told me 100 days if I'm in jail, you will leave.
That's because you made a stupid ass mistake that caused you to be removed from your family. So if God called me home, you want to believe that all the years I done gave you, 18 motherfucking years, I ain't worth 6 months? Of you being able, shit, you can jack off, do whatever the fuck you need to do. But hell, why would you want to jump out there and be with somebody? You can't miss my pussy long enough for you to tell me you on top of somebody else.
Maybe I just grieving and I just need that. I'm used to having a woman.
Keep that theory. Because I'm going to be that type of nigga. If I die, I'm going to hunt your ass. Believe it.
I tell you.
So do what you will.
I just don't understand. You say 6 months to a year, that's a suitable.
I mean, that's suitable. You got to grieve me. You got to be sad. You got to cry. You got to lose weight. You can't eat. You need to be going through all of the emotions. That's what you need to be feeling. You should feel a great loss.
Mm-hmm.
It's no way in the world you could tell me. I can see if you say, but they were only married for a year. They have a child together. They have things together. You have been with somebody for a long period of time. Y'all have had ups, had downs. People have sacrificed. All kinds of things have happened in the course of that time. And you telling me I ain't worth 3 months of your time? That's some bullshit.
Mm.
So feel however you want to feel.
I got you. I hear you, man.
You hear me, but I ain't saying nothing.
Wow. Interesting.
Yeah, interesting. Moving right the fuck along.
Hey, man.
TV talk. Question for the nation. Something.
TV talk. The shot happened. This week on the show, we picked up, you know what I'm saying, with Brandon, and he getting, what's your boy, old
Duda,
a.k.a. Mr. Otis Perry, Gave him a brand new truck. Now he got two food trucks.
Sold his soul to the devil.
$50,000. Man, he just, you know. And now the police is watching because they want to know why Brandon isn't coming in contact with this guy. You know what I'm saying?
And so, his people.
Yeah, so now they about to catch old Brandon up. You know what I'm saying? His girl, she, her parents told her that she they wanted to take more responsibility with the family business, and she wanted to put low income families in there, and you know, families, you know,
ain't nobody trying to hear that.
They weren't trying to hear it, man. Nobody wanted to get a low income families nowhere to live. So that was that story. Ronnie, he
soft ass, horse ass talking.
He got that car fixed. He said it was a Chevy, but if you look at it, it had an Oldsmobile emblem on it. So everybody knows. I was sitting there like, damn, that's not a Chevy Caprice, Ronnie. That's a fucking Oldsmobile, man. Like, I was looking like, that ain't no Caprice.
He didn't mean to say that.
He said it, and ain't nobody catch it.
I mean, you know, that's how they do.
I mean, damn, the nigga just lied. So he got the car fixed. Him and Emmett mama, they had like a little moment. You know what I'm saying?
He
got a little kiss in, but she was drunk. He didn't want to take advantage of her. Ronnie knew what it was. Like, you know.
Well, she liked him because she done had him come over and fix her bookshelf.
A bookshelf. Look, that's how women holler. Cooked him a little dinner. That's how women holler. Can you come by my house and fix my bookshelf?
She want to see if it was worth it. Then next time, he going to get him some.
Yeah, man. Ronnie about to bust her down. Emmy going to have to find his mama messing with the kid killer. Damn. That's going to cause problems with Brandon and Emmy. Because when Emmett find out his mama messing with Ronnie, who's the dude that killed Brandon's brother, he going to have a problem. With, uh-huh. Yeah, so something going to get messed up. And speaking
somebody
of Emmett.
Gonna get killed.
Yeah, speaking of Emmett, he all love struck over Kevin's sister. So he
and
went.
Except for messing with the grown man.
Yeah, she fucking the damn track coach on some old R. Kelly shit. You know what I'm saying? Like,
for real, for real.
And then, you know, so Emmett then found him and, you know, he ain't really say nothing to him, so he kind of just like seeing who she messed with a grown nigga now. So, yeah, so Emmy found that out. And anything else happened? Basically, it was basically an episode about the cop Cruz showing his background, and he had an incident in another town where one of his partners killed an unarmed person. They planted a gun, or they ain't even planted a gun. They said that, you know, the dude lunged at him or whatever, and he went along with the story after, you know, basically the department got them, turned their back on him.
Feel like he had to do it.
Yeah, and so that's basically how he got this bleeding heart for black people, as the woman
said. They call him a nigger lover.
Oh, and that lady, that's the other cop, she got a son in jail, and he's getting his ass beat. They taking his money and, you know what I'm saying, for protection because she done locked so many niggas up, and she killed the gang leader, a gang that her son is in, by the way. He's like, you killed our leader. I was just like, hold on, so your son in the gang?
Yeah. And my thing is, you got to be, I mean, it's not like it's unheard of, it can't happen, but you got to be a whole lot more careful when you out there. If you the police, your kid ain't got no business with that shit in their life.
And then if he is, you got to be like, yo, can you send him somewhere else?
Yeah.
Like, send him up the road.
Like you should have some damn connection at this point.
He don't need to be in the county or
no
close.
Yeah, he ain't got no business there.
Yeah, get him out of there. Like, I'm a detective. Get my son, like, send him to another jail. I don't care that he in jail. He need to do his time. But just send him somewhere else because it's ridiculous. Mom, you got to keep
money. She don't make
money.
Enough damn money for that.
Yeah, like, you got to keep money on my books. They just extorting them on the inside. So, yeah, that was probably about it with the shot, man. Another good episode, man. We only got a couple more episodes left. Probably, I think, like three, maybe. And then this season will be a wrap. You know what I'm saying? Goodbye to Brandon. Stories came out that, you know, he was getting a little too frisky with old girl doing their scenes and stuff is what she said. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, shout out to that, man. What am I watching right now, man? What I'm watching is Riverdale Season 3. Fuck what you heard, man. Riverdale bite. So I'm watching Riverdale. And that's about it, man. You know, I'm in like a little Game of Thrones lull, so I got to find me some more shows. So if you got anything interesting, man, drop it in the comment thing, man. I'll check it out, man. That's all for TV talk. That's it.
Okay. So, question for the nation.
Oh, question for the nation, man. It's really like a moral question for the nation. Was this guy wrong in this situation? A good friend of mine, you know what I'm saying, old Sleazy, a.k.a. LPH, said he was at a stop sign. It was a four-way intersection. His way had the right of way. The other way had to stop. The person ran the stop sign. The car in front of him plowed into this car. The car did like 5 flips and it was on his damn hood. So he contemplated, should he help these people that just got in this accident in front of him? But his dilemma was, it was getting dark. He didn't have the brake lights on his trailer. He had just went and dropped some equipment off. And he had a little contraband on him. So he contemplated the situation and did what was best for him. He left. But as he left the damn scene of the accident, he looked over at the guy that he said was struggling to get out of the car. And he said to him, I hope you live. And he drove off.
Oh, my gosh.
So I want to know, was he right in this situation? Because you do know there ain't no such thing as a good Samaritan law where, hey, I just saved the baby. They asked my name. I tell them my name is Marcus Russo. And they're like, well, hell, we got a warrant from Marcus Russo. They're going to take me. They're going to let me, you know, like, hey, thank you for doing it. But they're going to put me in handcuffs and take me to jail. There is no such thing as a good Samaritan law, but there should be. Because, hey, let's just say, you know, if there was a law in place, he wouldn't have hesitated to help. You know what I'm saying?
But these are his friends of high moral.
Of course. Value. Of course. Of course.
Meanwhile.
He thought about it, but he didn't want to put his. So you put yourself in danger to help somebody?
I'm not saying that. I'm
asking you a question.
We just were talking about the character of your friends.
This is the character.
Okay, your friends driving past people that are dying.
He was going to help. He thought about it. He thought about it. He said he even went home. He was going to drive back to the thing, but he said he didn't want them to be like, well, shit, that nigga was there. He left and came back. Whatever.
I mean, I don't blame the person because I'm like, I'm never going to choose to go to jail.
Exactly. I
mean, if something wrong with me or my, you know what I'm saying, if something wrong with my car or whatever the case may be, I'm not going to put myself in a situation where I can then be arrested. Exactly. So I understand why he did what he did. I was just saying, you were sitting here talking about how all of your friends are high law-abiding citizens, and therefore we have violations.
I never said law-abiding citizens.
Traffic thing.
You know, stand-up guys is
stand-up
what I
guys
said.
That drive off from the scene of car accidents.
I'm not going to jail helping somebody.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, hey, so you say he not wrong.
I think it's funny, and I think, you know, he did what was right for him. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, because you gotta, I can't jump, if I can't swim, I can't jump in the water and save you if you drown it. See what I'm saying?
I mean, I feel you.
Yeah, like, I mean.
Ain't no need for both of us to die. So.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, shout out to him, man. You did the right thing. You made it home safely. Hopefully that person lived. You know what
Hopefully
I'm saying?
Hopefully your wife had dinner ready when you got there. Yes. Y'all black men are so hungry when you get home.
Kings. Get it right.
Yeah. Black men.
All right, man. You got any Keep It 100 this week?
Yeah. My Keep It 100 is just in time for the summer.
100.
I need the people to understand. These children are going to be home for, you know, a couple of months. There's no need for your child to still have these braids in their head from now until it's time to go back to school. So, when the braids, if they just coming out or whatever, you know the kids going to the swimming pool, all of that stuff, get them a fresh set so we can ride the summer out. Then when it's time for school to start, you can get you another hairdo. But I saw somebody braids. I'm talking about these were some cornrows that this child had in their head, and you couldn't differentiate between what was supposed to have been the weave hair and what was her hair. Her hair had already started raveling on the outside of the stuff. So that means they was already in there too long for school. Yeah. But now here comes summer. We need to do something else. So at least if we going to rock a puff, afro, whatever we going to do, but take that shit out of them children here for their hair fall out.
Damn. Shout out to y'all. My Keeping 100, man. If you're going to be out here having raw sex, you need to just accept the consequences.
Raw sex?
100.
Yeah, like if you out here wronging somebody and you can't be scared of getting no damn diseases or babies or nothing because you chose that life. If you worrying about diseases and kids, put a fucking condom on. Don't be running around here knocking girls down raw and then getting scared and going like, oh, I need to go to the clinic because I hit this girl raw last week. But But you was cool when you was knocking it down raw. Don't be scared now. You know what I'm saying? You know, look, asking me where the clinic. I don't know where the fucking clinic is. I ain't from around here. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know.
You might have been able to take him to the clinic.
Nah, so it's just like, yo. So I'm just telling all my live niggas and live ladies out there, if raw sex is your thing, you got to be accepting of the consequences.
High right? moral standards, eh?
Hey, if that's your thing, if you going to choose to go out there and jump out there, you know what I'm saying? Want to knock them down, you know, shoot the club up, all that good stuff. Hey, that's what happens.
Somebody.
You get STIs and you get kids. That's what happens.
Pretty much. I mean, everything in life has consequences. So, you know, raw sex is not any different.
Yeah, and that's just the consequences of it. Yeah, got any winners or losers?
Yeah, I guess I'm going to say that the school system is winning.
Winner!
Because these 3 half days these kids got, they ain't getting no motherfucking lunch. Mm. So where is it? Like, the program just stopped? Man. The kids got a half a day and ain't nobody can get a peanut butter jelly sandwich, no carton of milk, nothing.
Nothing.
So they, I guess they winning these last 3 days. They is holding on to something.
They said you're getting it free anyway.
Hundreds of kids ain't, you know what I mean? They ain't eating though.
Damn.
So, I mean, clearly, you done come up on something. If thousands of kids in the city, ain't nobody getting no lunch.
Mm.
Nobody getting anything. Mm. Y'all just going to let them take a test.
They elementary kids all day though. So they
no, they're not.
What?
They leave early too.
Oh, they getting fed though. They got to feed the babies.
You think so?
Oh, I'm well, definitely.
Shit, the middle school baby sure thought they was getting something to eat and was looking sick today. Mm. That child picked that child up today. She was good and hungry.
Damn. That's how they get you. So, yeah, man, my winners are the Toronto Raptors, man.
Winner!
Toronto Raptors have made it to the NBA Finals for the first time in franchise history on the back of Kawhi Leonard and $30 million, the sixth highest paid player in the league, Kyle Lowry, man. All it took was LeBron James leaving the East for y'all to make it to the finals, but y'all did it. Shout out to y'all, man. I don't, I don't see y'all beating, you know, the Warriors, but everybody giving y'all a shot. I don't know why. You know what I'm saying? But, hey, shout out to the Raptors. Y'all my winners. My losers. You got any losers?
Yeah, I got 2 losers today. Uh-oh, so whoever the motherfucker was that scammed me or not everything did the phishing scam, whatever.
Loser.
I got hacked today. My work email. Sending out all kind of messages to people talking about they had won or they had been selected for some all expenses paid conference. And
you just then gave up the whole infrastructure today and they got their way in. But the hackers then found one in.
Yeah, they got up in there.
Never open files at work.
And then the people had to send a whole email out to everybody else telling them, don't open the file. Yeah. But that was me. But nonetheless, I felt bad because after I clicked it, I knew what it was. Mm-hmm. And I was devastated at that point. Mm-hmm. But it took away at least a half a day of work for me because I was trying to get with the IT people, doing whatever I had to do to get back on track. So I lost about 4 hours on my work day. Mm-hmm. So I was really pissed. Mm-hmm. I do try to be productive as much as possible at the job. And then my other loser has to be these Snapchat filters.
Loser.
Because in the time that we are in right now, mm-hmm. people are being catfished. You got pedophiles in this motherfucker. But me, y'all making a way for these people to do even more damage. Because I could take a picture of myself and be a man for somebody who's interested in men. I can also take a picture of myself and make it look like somebody who was a young girl and be talking to somebody's underage son. So, I mean, I know it's fun, mm-hmm. and it's some of it is kind of cute mm-hmm. and quite hilarious, but we just need to be mindful to make sure that people are not using these type of things
in the wrong type of way. And they are.
I'm just saying, we got to try to put some kind of safeguards out there, because when we got R. Kelly's running free, and we got niggas around here taking pictures and they looking like kids, especially the ones that really look like kids. Mm. King Germ sent me a picture. When I tell you, he looked like a toddler. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, oh my God, minus the mustache. If he actually would have shaved his mustache off, he would have had he definitely had a baby face. So it's not safe out here. Hide your kids.
When your baby face is your baby face, man.
I guess.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So, you know, but oh well. I got 2 losers. My first loser is DaBaby and the dude that he fought with in the Louis V store this over the weekend.
Loser.
You my loser because I think this shit fake as fuck. It just don't look right. Everybody, oh, DaBaby real, but I just don't see 2 niggas scrapping in the Louis V store and niggas not, like, where the footage at? I need to see the footage. The dude said he got jumped. DaBaby said he knocked him out by himself. Whatever. I think the shit is all fake. Knocked the man out of his pants. It was just ridiculous, man. So, they're one of my losers. DaBaby and the guy, I think it's Cold Hearted Cam or some shit like that. You know what I'm saying? You my losers. For just fighting in the store, in the mall. Like, y'all too old for this shit. My other loser is this dude that's going to jail for shooting somebody with a BB gun, and he killed the man.
Loser.
How you kill him with a BB gun?
That's what I want to know. They said suspect used pellet gun in fatal shooting. Police arrested a man in connection with a fatal shooting Tuesday afternoon, saying the suspect used a pellet gun in the attack. Antonio Conyers was charged with second-degree murder in the death of 37-year-old Demarcus Wilson at 1 p.m. Conyers, who was also arrested on two warrants for failure to pay child support, will appear before a judge. They said Conyers and Wilson were in an argument in a vacant lot. The suspect and a witness to the incident said Wilson hit Conyers in the back of the head, and then Conyers fired a single shot at Wilson with a long barrel pellet gun, striking him in the chest. The projectile penetrated his heart, according to court records. Police found a .22 caliber pellet rifle and a can of pellets beneath the house in the lot where the argument occurred. Oh my gosh. Wow. So yeah, you my loser, dude. For dying, for getting shot with a BB gun. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, my nigga. You gotta be a little more thorough than that, bro. See, that's what I tell you, dude. Little young man, god dang. How you gonna kill me with a BB gun, bro?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Jesus Christ.
That's way out there.
Nigga shot him in the chest and it like penetrated the heart. Like, what kind of BB gun this nigga had?
I think it's a lie.
Shit, no, it ain't no lie. That's a real story.
It was a real BB gun, though?
Yes. Yes. It happened in Frenchtown. Yes.
Oh, my.
So, yeah. So, them my losers, man. Shout-outs. Got any shout-outs?
You know I got some shout-outs, especially just coming off a trip to the Seaport, nigga.
That trash-ass weed.
Whatever. I don't smoke. That's not my problem. Therefore, I want to shout-out Pam and the fam, the Johnson 5, and anybody representing the 912. That's Savannah, Georgia, y'all. Represent my city.
Where that weed is garbage.
And what the boys say, stay off that weed. What his name is?
Stephen A. Smith.
Stephen A. Smith, that's right. And that one is very hilarious. The little kid one of him.
Mm-hmm. That's the best
it's
one.
It's classic for me.
Yeah, but yeah, my shout outs, man. Shout out to Be Easy, Saw Right, GQ Blue, Short T.
Short T.
Ruler Myself, Rick James Bitch, Pepe J for B More, RT3, Light Skin Kanye, Drew from DC, Gerard in Boston, Stacks, MJ Money 9S. Who else we got? Oh, we got Amazing App. We got April. Thanks for listening. Who else said they listen to the show? Oh, shout out to Sleazy, LPH. Shout out to Mr. Talk It TV, Mr. Billy D. Braille. Shout out to TK Quetta. Shout out to Papa Dash, Daughter Dash. Dr. Abrasive, everybody. Dr. Abrasive Network. Mr. Wash. Goddamn, that truck driver, K-Law. And that disrespectful motherfucker, MJ. Shout out to him. Shout out to the Hot Box Podcast. Shout out to my good brother, 12 Cal, the 12 Cal Podcast. Shout out to Masseray K4ya, the Back Talk Podcast. Shout out to, who was that new podcast that shouted me out? Oh, man, shout out to Be Easy, man. Be Easy just got, hey, the Three Guys On Podcast. They mentioned him and said his work on Instagram is marvelous, and they don't know how he finds all these models and everything like that. So, hey, shout out to
Be. I was about to say, it must be got to do with the
whole. Oh, yeah, it was. They was very impressed. But shout out to Be.
The ladies, the young black queens.
Yes, the young queens. And shout out to anybody at that site to fuck with the kid, man. Shout out to anybody else to fuck with us the long way, the short way, or no way at all, man. Shout out to y'all, man. Episode 355 in the books, man. Don't forget, like, comment, subscribe. Call the voicemail, 347-201-2572. Leave us a voicemail. And that's it, man. It's your boy, King Germ.
And this your girl, Queen Germ.
And this is the Frocast, and we enjoyed every minute of this, and I hope y'all did too. Come back next week, and we have some more shit for y'all, all right? Peace.
Peace.
I think I shot everybody out.
You did.
Okay.
That's the end of the show. Go to nappyafro.com for more information. Or not. It's your loss. NappyAfro.com